Welcome to another edition of Clearing Customs, a weekly radio feature which gives you much needed information about customs policies and procedures. I'm your host, Dania Beckford. Now, last week we spoke about the age limit for importing motor vehicles, the documents required, and how duty was calculated for motor vehicle importation. This week, we continue our discussion on motor vehicle importation with Manager of the Entry Processing Unit at Jamaica Customs, Ms. Janice Baker. Welcome again, Ms. Baker.
Thanks for having me again, Dania.
Now, this week, you're going to take us through the steps of effecting clearance of a motor vehicle. I have all my documents, I have all my permits, I got my customs broker. I want my car. What do I do?
Okay, your broker is going to take your C87 entry, which was processed and duty paid at the customs house, to the port, along with the validated bill of lading. The entry is going to be verified by the supervisor on the port and then taken to the manifest counter, where the information on the entry and the bill of lading will be cross-referenced with the manifest. The broker will also have to pay the wharfage and whatever storage charges there may be, and then the car will be located for examination by the customs officer. So the customs officer is going to take the duty paid C87 to verify that the information captured on that C87 agrees with the physical car that is there.
Okay, Ms. Baker, but what if the C87 import entry does not correlate with the actual vehicle? What happens then?
Okay, in that instance, a de novo entry would have to be done. This now will capture the correct information so that the vehicle can be released. So no release will be issued for that vehicle if the information on the C87 entry is incorrect.
So the whole process has to start over?
The de novo should not take more than 48 hours. So in essence, yes.
Okay, but everything is okay with the entry. What happens after it's inspected?
A release is issued and the broker, the importer, can now take possession of that vehicle.
You mentioned doing a de novo entry. What are the possible reasons that you'd have to do this entry for motor vehicles?
Well, if the color is incorrect, if the engine size is incorrectly captured, this will affect the rate of duty. The fuel type also, if that is incorrect, then the entry has to be done over. And this is important because the Inland Revenue Department and the Island Traffic Authority require that the information is correct for the licensing and the registration of that vehicle.
Okay. Now, what about damaged vehicles? Are we able to import those?
Currently, damaged vehicles are not allowed for importation.
Okay. We have come to the end of this week's program. My guest was Ms. Janice Baker, Manager of the Entry Processing Unit at Jamaica Customs, who took us through the steps of effecting clearance of a motor vehicle. Join us next week for another episode of Clearing Customs. Until then, I invite you to visit our website at jacustoms.gov.jm, where you can now access live help by clicking on the live help link, or via our 24-hour quick response team at quick.response@jacustoms.gov.jm, or call us at 1-888-CUSTOMS for more information. I am Dania Beckford.
Simone, you there?
Yeah, me there wonder you just cut me off so.
Child, me no know what happened, but the call keep dropping. Anyways, me did call for tell us my granny dead, and the funeral set for...
We're sorry, you have no credit remaining.
Seriously? All my credit for done, I'm just put on $100. Me call customer service right now, cause this no right.
So, you think you've been robbed of your talk time? How about unfair billing? Feel your data privacy is not protected? Are you seriously dissatisfied with your mobile service provider? Well, the Consumer Affairs Commission wants you to know your rights. Contact your service provider first, and if there is no resolution, call the Commission toll-free 1-888-991-4470 or 906-5425. Let's ring in some changes to the way mobile consumers are treated.
Hello?
Girl, we need to defend the phone rights.
Yes, your phone, your rights.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.